"It is 8 days since Trier left," said Captain Herminius Kurtz bitterly. "I truly believe he has made a run for it." "Why would he do that?" Odoman asked reasonably. "Why now, when we are at the very brink of success after all these hard and bitter months? The reward you promised him is almost in his hands." A crafty look came into Odoman's eyes. It was time to remind Kurtz about the reward once again. "All of us have earned our share of the reward. Surely Kier would not desert at this point and forfeit his share?" Kurtz frowned. He did not enjoy discussing the reward. These last months he had been pondering every possible expedient to avoid having to make good his promises in that regard. He turned to Cadum. "We cannot wait here longer. The fugitives will get clean away from us. We must go on after them without Kier. Do you not agree?" Since their first meeting, the two had swiftly forged an alliance of convenience. Kurtz had in the front of his mind Kadem's promise to open the way for him into the favoured service of the Caliph of Oman, the power and riches that would spring from that position. Kadem knew that Kurtz was his only chance of finding Dorian Courtney again. "I think you are right, Captain. We no longer need the little barbarian. We have found the enemy. Let us go forward and attack them." "Then we are in accord," Kurtz said. "We will ride hard and get well ahead of Jim Courtney. We will lay an ambush for them on ground where we have the advantage." It was a simple matter for Kurtz to keep track of Jim's caravan without closing in on him and disclosing his own presence. The dust kicked up by the cattle herds could be seen from leagues away. Having convinced himself that he no longer needed Trier, Kurtz led his troop down the escarpment, then made a wide, cautious detour into the south to come out 10 leagues ahead of the caravan. Now they started back to intercept it head-on. This way they would leave no tracks for Jim Courtney's bushman tracker to pick up before they had a chance to spring their ambush. The ground was favourable to them. It was evident that Jim Courtney was following a river valley down towards the ocean. There was grazing and good water for his herds along the way. However, at one point the river was pinched into a narrow gorge where it ran through a line of rugged hills. Kurtz and Cadum surveyed the bottleneck from the height of the hills above. "They will have to come through here with the wagons," Kurtz said with satisfaction. "The only other passage through these hills is 4 days' travel to the south."
"It will take them days to traverse the gorge, which means that they must lager the wagons for at least one night in its confines," Cadum agreed. "We will be able to make a night attack. They will not be expecting that. The Nguni warriors they have with them will not fight in the dark. We will be the foxes in the hencoop. It will all be over before dawn breaks."
They waited on the high ground, and at last watched the slow line of wagons enter the mouth of the gorge below them and follow the bank of the river deeper into the narrow way. Kurtz recognized Jim Courtney and his woman riding ahead of the lead wagon, and his smile was savage. He watched them make camp and outspan in the gut of the gorge. Kurtz was relieved to see that they made no attempt to lager the wagons, but merely parked them casually among the trees on the river bank, widely separated from each other. Behind the wagons the herds of cattle flowed into the mouth of the gorge. They watered at the river, and the Nguni herders began to unload the ivory tusks each beast carried on its back. This was the first time that Kurtz had been close enough to the caravan to see the quantity of the booty. He tried to count the cattle, but in the dust and confusion that was not possible. It was like trying to count the individual fish in a shoal of sardines. He turned his spyglass on the mounds of ivory piled up on the bank of the river. Here was a treasure greater than he had allowed himself to imagine. He watched as the cattle settled down for the night, guarded by their Nguni herders. Then, as the sun sank and the light began to fade, Kurtz and Cadum left their hiding place on the high ground and sneaked back from the skyline to where Sergeant Odoman was holding the horses.
"Good so, Odoman," Kurtz told him as he mounted. "They are in a perfect position for the attack. We will go back now to join the others."
They crossed the next ridgeline, then dropped down a steep game trail into the river gorge.